Hi, everybody, and welcome to our midweek podcast on 21st of July. Let me pray as we begin. Father, thank you for this brief time that we have to look at your word. We pray that you speak to us and encourage us, for we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, here's a question. Do you think, or do you ever think it's possible that we might get so far away from God, maybe because of what we've done, that if we turn back to him, he won't respond to us? Do you ever wonder that? We might be too far away for him to respond to us if we call to him again. Well, I've got some encouragement for us this morning. This comes through my Bible reading plan, which at this point in July has got me to 2 Chronicles. Chronicles has been heavy weather at times, and if you follow a Bible reading plan, you'll know that, particularly 1 Chronicles at the beginning, lots of long lists. My top tip on that, by the way, if you do these Bible reading plans and then you hit these really difficult chapters, just long lists of difficult names, the best thing to do is to ask the very nice David Suchet to read it for you, courtesy of the Bible Gateway app or website. He reads beautifully and gets all of the names just right, and that certainly helped me through some of those difficult chapters. But now we're in 2 Chronicles, things are easier to follow. High point of the kingdom, Solomon has succeeded David. You remember he asks for wisdom when the Lord says he can have whatever he wishes. He asks for wisdom, the Lord's very pleased with that. And so as well as wisdom, he gives him what he didn't ask for, wealth and power. Then we have the building of the temple. Go through the descriptions of the preparations, and then the building itself, and then the furnishings, and then the great moment of the Ark of the Covenant, a symbol of God's presence brought into the temple. And we're told the temple is filled with the glory of the Lord, and Solomon praises God for keeping his promise. And then we come to the prayer of dedication. That's what we're looking at. So we're in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. The prayer is too long for me to read the whole thing. I'll give some highlights, but let me first read a bit from verses 18 to 21. Solomon says, "But will God really dwell on earth with humans? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple that I have built. Yet, Lord, my God, give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence. May your eyes be opened towards this temple day and night, this place of which you said you would put your name there. May you hear the prayer your servant prays towards this place. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive." So the thing to notice here is the way that Solomon sets out the Lord's commitment to hear those prayers that are said in his temple, in his presence, and those prayers said towards his temple. Some of us may remember the little children's song, "Prayer is like a telephone. Prayer is like a telephone. It helps you talk to Jesus. Prayer is like a telephone. It helps you talk to God." One of the classics. But here, Solomon gets inside the workings of that song. He says prayer is towards the temple enables God's people to talk to him. Why is the temple so significant? Two reasons. First, the temple was the place where God was especially present, which is a remarkable thing. Solomon acknowledges in that bit just there that even the heavens can't contain him, and yet the Lord graciously dwells in the temple in such a way that when people pray towards the temple, to do that is to pray to him. And then second reason is that the temple is the place of sacrifice. Sacrifices that God said could deal with the sins of the people in such a way that their sins didn't cut them off from God, sort of kept the channels open. So to pray towards the temple was to trust in God's provision to deal with sins. And so it is that if people pray towards the temple, they're assured that God will hear. And then that pattern continues through the chapter. You can read the whole thing. But Solomon runs through various situations, scenarios that they'll face that will lead them to cry out. And in each case, it is praying towards the temple that counts. So verse 22, when anyone wrongs their neighbour and is required to take an oath, and they come and swear the oath before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act, and God will judge between them. Verse 24, when your people Israel have been defeated by an enemy because they've sinned against you, and when they turn back and give praise to your name, praying and making supplication before you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel. Verse 26, when the heavens are shut up and there's no rain because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray towards this place and give praise to your name and turn from their sin because you've afflicted them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel. Verse 28, famine or plague comes to the land, blight, mildew, locusts, grasshoppers, enemies besieging them, disaster, disease. Verse 29, and when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people Israel, verse 30, then hear from heaven. Oh, sorry, but towards your temple, verse 29, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, forgive and deal with everyone according to all they do. And then verse 32, this is remarkable because we hear here it's not just for the Israelites. As for the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray towards this temple, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, do whatever the foreigner asks of you. And then verse 34, going into battle, going to war against your enemies, when they pray towards your city, to the temple I built for your name, hear from heaven their prayer and their plea. And then verse 36, most remarkable of all, because it, what this tells us is this doesn't stop being true, even when their sin and rebellion is so great that it sends them into exile. So verse 36, when they sin against you, for there's no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and give them over to the enemy who takes them captive to a land far away. And it sounds as if they're too far away now, and they've gone too far in their sin for God to respond. But we're told, if verse 37, if they have a change of heart in the land where they're held captive and repent and plead with you in the land of their captivity and say, we've sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly, and if they turn back to you with all their heart and soul in the land of their captivity where they were taken, and pray towards the land that you gave their ancestors, towards the city you've chosen, and towards the temple that I've built from your name, then from heaven, your dwelling place, hear their prayer and their pleas, and uphold their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Amazing. The lesson that comes out of all this is, no matter how far away you are, no matter what you've done, if you pray towards the temple, the place of God's presence, the place of sacrifice, he will hear and forgive. An amazing message for the Israelites. And the encouragement carries over to us. We don't have a physical temple. For us, the temple was fulfilled in Jesus Christ when God the Son became a human being. All of God's glory fully dwelled in him. So if we want to know God and relate to him, we need look no further than Jesus. Indeed, he is the only place to look. And of course, when we look to Jesus, we're also looking to the one who went to the cross, to the one perfect sacrifice for sins that he made there, the place of forgiveness. And so for us, that means, no matter where we are, if we look to our temple, our sacrifice, if we pray in the name of Jesus, we know that the Father hears us. It means that when we fail, we can always look to Jesus and know God hears and forgives. Every day we can do that. He never tires of hearing our prayers, our cries, and he always responds. It means that if we tell others about Jesus, and they turn to him, asking God to forgive them, he will hear and forgive. And it means that if we've wandered far, far away from the Lord, if we've greatly let him down, now or long ago, we need only look to Jesus again, turn to him again, and we can be assured he will hear and forgive. Great encouragement for us. So let's keep looking to him through the next few weeks. This is our last podcast for the moment. We're taking a summer break. If you are traveling, if you're getting away, hope you can might be able to do that. But no matter where you are, keep looking to Jesus. Be assured of your Father's listening ear and of his grace and mercy. Well, let's just pray. I'll lead us. Father, we thank you that we have this wonderful access to you. We always have this access to you through Jesus. Please forgive us when we keep our distance for various reasons. Thank you that on the cross Jesus made a perfect and sufficient sacrifice for all of our sins. And so we pray you'd help us to look to him daily, trusting in your promises, assured of your grace and mercy and your willingness to help us. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for listening in. As I said, that's our last podcast just for the time being. This Friday, we have our final pandemic prayer meeting before the summer. So do join us then. That's 8:30 until 8:50 on Friday morning. Do join us then if you can. It's great to gather together briefly to pray. The details of that are in the email that had the link for this podcast as well. Great. Thanks for tuning in. Hope the rest of the week goes well.